presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Daily FX market news.
November 18th, 11 o'clock America New York, British pound weekly forecast, GBP, USD repairing the recent damage. GBP, USD is eyeing 1.2000 again as a resilient sterling and a weaker US dollar give the pair a lift.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
November 18th, 10:40 America New York, Foot Locker lifts outlook after better than expected third quarter. The sneaker and athletic wear retailer said same-store sales were up slightly from record levels seen last year.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
November 18th, 10:24 America New York, US existing home sales fell 5.9% in October. Sales of previously owned homes declined 5.9% in October from the prior month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.43 million, the weakest rate since May 2020, the National Association of Realtors said.
Daily FX market news.
November 18, 10:15 America New York, German DAX hits highest level in 23 weeks while UK FTSE recovers. DAX and FTSE end the week in positive territory despite the ongoing hawkish narrative from central banks. As DAX bulls press higher, FTSE's uptrend faces new hurdles.
New York Times Business.
November 18, 9:41 America New York, Alice Davis, costume designer for Disney rides, dies at 93. She created the costumes for more than 150 singing, dancing robotic children in It's a Small World, and for the Buccaneers of Pirates of the Caribbean.
New York Times Business.
November 18, 9:41 America New York, markets hold gains despite Fed warnings. Several Fed officials sought this week to temper investors' enthusiasm over signs that inflation could be slowing.
BBC News Business.
November 18, 9:05 America New York, Waitrose Christmas advert criticized by skin cancer patients. The supermarket has been accused of glorifying suntans in a Christmas ad featuring its farmers.
New York Times Business.
November 18, 9 o'clock America New York, many states are sending checks to help residents with inflation. Up to 20 are using some of their budget surpluses to help taxpayers deal with high inflation. But some economists worry that the payments could fuel inflation.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. November 18, 9 o'clock America New York, who will carry the classical liberals? Considering the abysmal state of the economy and the unpopularity of President Biden, with few exceptions, the Republicans took a serious beating in the recent U.S. BBC News Business.
November 18, 8:47 America New York, petrol prices. What is fuel duty and is it going up? Why are UK pump prices at record highs, and when might they fall?
Daily FX Market News.
November 18, 8:42 America New York, USD. CAD rangebound as hawkish Fed rhetoric fails to convince US dollar bulls. USD CAD remains on course to snap a four-week losing streak. How likely are we to see a retest of the 1.35 breakout level heading into next week?
Wall Street Journal US Business.
November 18, 8 o'clock America New York, Generac's generator sales hurt by lack of installers. The company trims its growth forecast, saying its dealers don't have enough electricians to handle orders, extending wait times for customers.
BBC News Business.
November 18, 7:52 America New York, is this really the end of Twitter? The BBC's technology editor looks at claims that Twitter may be heading for calamity.
Marginal Revolution.
November 18, 4:42 America New York, listening speaks to our intuition while reading promotes analytic thought. That is the title of the paper at least. Here is the abstract. It is widely assumed that thinking is independent of language modality because an argument is either logically valid or invalid regardless of whether we read or hear it.
Global Economy.
November 18, 2:51 America New York, British retail sales rebound in October. Broader picture shows downward trend as levels remain below pre-pandemic.